Yeah. You know when we come in the club, it's a motherfucking light show. From the bottles to the jewelry, nigga. Quarter mil dripping, that's just off my chain. 100 on my wrist, got it from the dope game. Million out the trap, I was rich before the fame. Before I hit the radio, all the bitches knew my name. Hottest new nigga, people say I brought the East back. Certified trapper, I'm just trying to bring the streets back. Bottles in the club, probably thought they brought meats back. Only talking money, broke talk, I don't speak that. Water on me dripping, got it from that water whipping. Please don't stop me in the club, bless your order in a chicken. Catch me in that foreign whipping with your baby mama dipping. Got that 40 on me spitting, in case a hater get to tripping. Staring at my neck, and she like, whoa, whoa. Roll with a boss, change your life, ho. He ain't really paid, he got light though. Every time I'm in a town, it's a light show.
Yeah. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. That was just the song of the week, man. Ugly Nove Light Show, man. I'm Wallow 267.
I go by the name of Gilly D. King, a.k.a. Gilly D. Williams, a.k.a.
Gilly the Nut,
a.k.a. Spike G. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of motherfucking aliases, a.k.a. Chauncey Gillips.
What was your alias in Mexico this weekend?
Gilbert Arenas.
What was your AKA in Mexico this weekend?
Gilberto Rodriguez, nigga.
Gilly the Swig.
Don't call me white girl.
But she looked like a white girl, so we call her white girl.
Black.
Tony the Tackler.
Tony the Tackler.
That bullshit, right?
You going by Tony the Tackler?
Tony Tackler, the bullshit. That's what
you giving me the whole. You giving me the whole early Def Jam, Run DMC.
I'm very stylish. Yeah, is part of my brand.
I dig it, man. This is brought to you, and this is brought to you by Barstool Sports. $1 million worth of game.
Let's get into our first ad, man.
Get into it, man. It's our sponsors.
The VT Better Owens Mixers, man. Barstool and Foreplay has teamed up with Owens to create perfect transfusion mix that delivers a crisp, refreshing flavor combination of real grape juice and ginger ale. It used to be a golf course drink, but we switching things up, you hear me? Now it's the drink of the summer. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's perfect for the summer. The Barstool Transfusion is our favorite cocktail mixer of the summer. Just add vodka, voila! Perfect transfusion. Owens Transfusion Mix is made in USA with real juice, created instantly delicious cocktails with perfect carbonation all summer long. If you want to go get the Owens Transfusion Mix or Owens, you know, because they make the best cocktails, transfusion mix, you know, we got Owens at the crib to let it, you know, with the cocktail easy blend if you don't know how to make cocktails. But if you want to, you know, it's available online at Owens site or at Barstool store or in a store near you. So make sure y'all go get that so, you know, you can have a great party. That's what it's about. Let's get into $1 million worth of game.
It was this nut just had a birthday. He turned 47.
Fuck out of here, pussy. What? Don't put no smoke on
me. How did you turn? How old are you?
I turned 44. Yeah, I mean, first of all, he my little cousin.
Okay.
So he turned
38.
He turned 41.
38.
And I turned 44.
You 41?
Yeah,
old ass niggas, man.
Folded the neck.
I thought he was younger. Wallow look young. You know them jail niggas get preserved.
Nigga don't.
No, it's just
young.
You know
them jail niggas sitting in cage.
So y'all be cutting y'all facial hair off so y'all look younger. That's
he
what
looks
it is.
30 to me. Wallow gives me 30. Right.
Thank you.
Well, what the fuck? I must give you 29.
No, tell the truth, Mona. What did he give you? 47
with you?
I get like 30, mid 30s.
You hyping?
I beat you the fuck up.
You hyping?
This man just wants to fight me so bad.
No,
I got Mona beating his ass.
Shit.
I got Mona beating your ass.
I got Mona beat my ass because I'll let Gilly Mona beat my ass.
He gonna have to.
Be like, listen, thank Mona, you, stop Mona. Playing. But then,
what you gonna do?
Listen, it's not never about to fall, Mona. It's about to rebound. All right. When you piece me up and all that,
yeah.
When two catch you,
two ain't gonna do nothing but have a conversation.
Two
gonna be like, bitch. Two gonna be like, thank you. Thank you, Mona.
Catch you.
Thank you so much, Mona.
Two loves
you the
me.
Ass whooping of a lifetime.
Two loves me.
She'll be happy somebody beat your ass.
Both of their women love me.
She'll beat the Adidas off your
That's
ass.
That's why I'm here. Women run shit. They love me. They're women's are fans of mine.
Thank you.
They love
that. That was major.
That was major. Yeah. Well, anyway, I went to Mexico for my birthday, right? And I indulged in a bunch of shit that I normally wouldn't indulge in.
Like?
And I didn't really even want to do this shit. That's why, like, I didn't understand, like.
You was a party pooper.
We go down there for my motherfucking birthday.
You should pick what you do.
Fucking right.
Yeah, I agree.
You feel me? But I got Tony, I got Tina, and I got fucking Gina.
Tony, Tina, and Gina. That sound like a show.
Fucking begging me to do all types of nut ass shit.
So what you do? Did you scuba dive?
No.
Oh, and let the record reflect, I didn't go because I was scared. I seen a lot of documentaries about Mexico and what goes down and take place. I just was personally scared.
That of cartel. I feel you.
Yeah, I done seen some shit.
So first of all, we go, you know, first day we get on a boat, you know, get on the jet skis.
What happened?
I'm doing 67 on the jet ski.
Okay.
I hit the wave. Vent. And I go in the air and then backwards. Like this.
Are you still on
you
the
ski? You
fly
off the jet ski.
You're off the jet ski. Oh my God.
You're scared to death.
Oh my God.
And I'm just waiting to land in the water. But I can't see the water coming.
Oh my God.
So I only have my mouth closed. I'm like this.
Did you see it?
I watched that shit like front
and center. In the water, literally, I was doing probably about 50, 60 miles an hour in the fucking
air. Oh my God.
I went in the water.
Morning, he hyping shit up.
I believe it. He's seen it. He just said he's seen it.
How the fuck you going to be doing?
Why didn't y'all
that's
that?
How the fucking, that's how fast I was going on the shit when I bumped the fuck off.
That don't mean your body.
Did you have a life jacket on?
Nigga, I was levitating.
Did you have you weren't levitating.
If you never seen The Lion King, you're seeing it today.
Did Tone, you have a jacket
on? How fast was I moving in the air, Tone?
I don't know. He was going quick. It went.
He was going
been,
quick.
Might not have been,
let me let you
he's
might
a little been, nigga. I'm 50, sure he flew.
It was 35 to 40 miles an hour.
If the nigga said like it was 50, it was 50.
It's your lie. Go and tell it.
Wait. And I'm tell you lie. Off. If I'm already going 60 something miles an hour, when I flip the fuck off and I'm in the air, oh, now I'm going 20 miles an hour. We see what high school you went to. Fucking dumb fucking high.
So your little ass is flying backwards with a life jacket on. You land and then what happened?
And then I was going fast enough where the life jacket and my ass went underwater.
No.
Everything. Ask Tone about that.
And what
did
happened?
They come save
and then
you?
I came the fuck up from under the water.
Survivor.
And then came up from
no
under
nigga
the water
from North Philly dies in Mexico.
And when I came from up under the water, I had a panic attack. I keep it fucking real.
You cried?
First of all, I came from up under the water. I was already backwards, so I had to turn around. And my jet ski was 2.5 ocean fucking blocks away.
That's long blocks.
Right. So automatically, I start swimming. The minute I jumped in the water, it's panic. Oh, it's right. Sharks. And then when I went under, I seen two sharks like and a dolphin.
Now, I was with you the whole fucking lied. Time, Gilly. Come on with the dolphins and shit. Listen, man, come on, bro. Stop. Stop, bro.
What they say to you? What they say
the
to you?
The dolphin was like, nigga, you down here.
you ain't see no fucking dolphin.
I seen two sharks.
And what the shark say? Get the fuck out of here.
The dolphin said, what are you down here for?
I didn't talk to the sharks. The dolphin said enough. That nigga said, I hit the water. I came with that nigga said, you down here. You see them niggas back there.
Whoosh. Yeah, you ain't.
And then I said, I came up, I looked for my jet ski, and I took off. And I was swimming so hard, bro, that I was swimming for my life, bro. The only thing that was you in was my mind.
What the fuck was Tootie?
But she was in the boat recording. That's
you
like
B.A.R. You know, bitching at a rapid
rate. Oh, my God.
This is more than bitching at a rapid rate. Shit. Because when you're bitching at a rapid rate, that's when your kids, your family, you know, shit like that pop in your mind. None of that shit ain't popping my mind at all. The only thing that was in my mind was the Jaws theme music. Dun, 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 dun. And I just ain't want that motherfucker to stop. Dun. Because you know when he do that. You know that motherfucker leg came off.
He bit you, yeah.
I'm just keeping it all the way real.
Hey, yo, and this I nigga came from underneath that water. That shit was hilarious.
Why was it funny?
B-Rock.
His mouth wide open when he come from out the water.
Wide open.
Like a white woman in a scary movie.
We gotta replay
that's
that. Re-edit that and rerun that.
This nigga face was the funniest shit I seen in my life.
He did see a dolphin.
This is the hardest nigga I ever seen. Like, hey, niggas about pulling out guns. He gunfights, everything. Yo,
let me just say
this nigga was in straight fucking panic. I said, nigga, you got a life vest on.
Let me just say this. Okay, let me just say this.
He went under.
Let me just say this, right? What camera's fucking mine? The one right here?
Yep.
I do not participate in Caucasian activities.
I respect it.
Skydiving, scuba fucking diving, chilling with the lions, wrestling alligators.
That's all stuff that I participate in.
Swimming in the fucking ocean.
I'm an outdoorsman. I do all that stuff.
I respect that shit.
It ain't got nothing to do with no...
Nigga, you would have fell in that motherfucking ocean, nigga.
No, I can handle that.
The fuck out of here. You would have been bitching.
So
listen, they don't even lie. They be like, is sharks in there? Yes, senor. Of course.
Of course.
A lot of things. Whales, sharks, dolphins, everything's in there. Of course.
But jet ski is nigga activity. Nigga. That's black people's
stuff. Even when you ride in a jet ski, you fucking like, yo, this water deep as shit.
You can see,
you see the waves like, you like, so.
But why was you going fast like an idiot?
Because and why couldn't you go slow?
He wanted to race
sometimes
me and shit.
You want
to
push it to the limit. Sometimes you live life like that.
Put your business to the limit.
The second day, these motherfuckers want to go in. We went road ATVs in the jungle. We were so far in the jungle that we had to ride on this one fucking road for a half hour. Oh, this is the jungle? We ride a half hour straight. Like, goddamn, where the fuck are we going? The whole time we riding, all you see is signs. Snakes. I'm like, damn, it's snakes out this joint. Damn. You see other signs.
That's why I don't take you nowhere.
You see other signs. Little shit. You don't know what it is.
You don't want to respect
then
the journey.
Then we got about 20 minutes into that bitch, and we seen a fucking sign with a fucking jaguar on it.
Oh, my God. A cat?
They talk about,
yo, they're just pussy
you
cats.
Bitching.
They're bitching. Pussy cats.
What nigga go kick it with the Jaguars? Who? Don't no nigga I know from
I
North Philly ever was like, I want to go kick it with the Jaguars and the Anacondas.
It's too much.
And the,
no, yeah, it was too much.
That's Caucasian activities. I'm from North Philly. I never fucking forget where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the fucking day, do you know? Okay, oh, they talk about let's go swimming with the whale sharks. Nigga, that's a whale and a shark all in one. Okay, what if he activate his shark shit today? Take my motherfucking nub off. Now I went to motherfucking I went to Mexico. I was perfectly cool. Now because they taught me into on my birthday nigga, to swimming here with whale sharks, I come back. Nigga got one fucking nub. I'm like this.
You too little to do
now,
that.
Now you know how hard it is to fuck two with one nub. You like you gotta hold on.
They call you Gilly the Nub.
No.
I will say this. No. I'm proud of your courageousness because I hate these kind of people on trips that don't want to do shit. But at least you tried it. So and you then, almost died.
So then
sounds
we
fun.
Go, we ride the ATVs all through the jungle. Okay. Bam. Fucking snake in the road. The nigga that's with us that tore that, he jump off, try to grab the snake and all.
For
that's,
what?
See, that's my type of guy. I would have done that.
What?
I would have been in the jungle. See, I'm an outdoorsman. You didn't know how to respect the journey. That was a part of the journey.
First of all, he talking all this shit. Ooh, I'm the tackler. I'm the destroyer. I'm 6'2", 245, 6% body fat. Ooh, we was riding through the ATVs, all that motherfucker. Ah! That nigga said, I heard something. I heard something. You heard that? Yes, nigga.
That's why I said I don't want to come out here,
you
nigga.
You want to stop? It got me right on the edge of the motherfucking jungle. But you heard that? Yes, I did.
Keep
now
moving.
Pull the fuck off, Tom. The fuck are you doing?
Were y'all double on the ride with two people? Or did y'all all had your own ATV?
The next day. No. Yeah, after that, we go into a cave that's in the jungle.
That's real journey. That's
for
a real
what?
Journey.
Some Indiana Jones shit.
Why?
Why, though?
Why? They talk about whole time. They talk about, yeah, he talk about you bitching. Two couple, come on, babe.
You got to enjoy the journey.
Come on, babe. Just do it. First of all, we putting scuba diving suits on. I never seen a nigga in a scuba diving suit.
I can't even imagine you on
one. You had scuba diving suits on?
Yes.
Yeah, we had scuba diving
then
suits on,
then we walk
bro.
In. We got to go in the cave and walk through water. They got fish and shit in it.
Ew.
Man, but he was being a bitch, though.
Touching your feet. Look, fish touching your feet too much.
This nigga, he walking in a cave. You did good, he's sitting on Toot back. Tootie got to carry this nigga through the cave. Can you imagine?
What type of bitch shit you
Tootie carrying this nigga through the cave.
Did y'all have a conversation about what we was and wasn't going to say on the podcast? I don't think he wanted everybody to know he was going to say
that. I don't give a fuck.
Riding on Toot back.
That's acting like a
bitch. Okay, first of all, he talked.
Why you ain't put him on your back? That's your nigga.
Look, he was trying to front. Listen, he was trying to front.
Gil like being on that back.
Come on, Gil, you bitches. Ooh, I'm strong. If anything come down here, I got us. I'm the tackler. Fucking steps into that joint. All it was dark as shit. All we got is these low ass helmets with a light fucking on. Low ass light on.
That sounds so cool.
Right? Soon as we get
in the cave, crazy,
some motherfucking bats here. This nigga talking about that's a bat.
A bat?
That's a bat.
I don't do bats. Bats is me.
Ultra bitch move. He was UBM.
No.
Ultra bitch move.
You lying?
UBM.
Who did the most bitching on the trip?
This nigga.
I without a doubt did the most bitching on the trip. I didn't want to do none of that shit.
But I did say though, you finally coming out.
You're finally coming out, Gil.
I hate people that go on trips to act like that. I hate that.
This nigga, we get to the beginning of the motherfucking cenotes, and he go, "No, I'm not going down this shit." I'm like, "Bro, we already down here, man. Stop being a bitch, man. Come on, let's do it. We here now."
Moment. Let me ask you a question. If we could just walk right down here and come into here, why the fuck anything could come down this bitch? A lion, tiger, bear, or Omar could be in this bitch. They didn't even go check this bitch.
You should make sure it was good.
Make sure nothing was in here.
You from Philly, Jasmine Sullivan.
He from North Philly.
She's not scared of lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah, she talking about niggas.
Oh. I'm very adventurous. I would have loved
I ain't
that
scared
shit.
Of niggas either.
I thought you were talking about the zoo.
It was
they didn't say, oh, it was a bunch of niggas down there. Oh,
they didn't invite me. Cool. For all the questions, I wasn't
we in
invited.
The motherfucking jungle. You feel what I'm saying?
I didn't go.
There ain't no but fucking
you invited
rules
nigga?
In the jungle.
No. Oh, well.
Ain't no fucking rules in the
it was
jungle.
Was your birthday.
Don't you know, feel bad. About you invite me.
Okay, let's talk about the highlight of the motherfucking trip. We go to the best restaurant in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
We walking through that motherfucker. Everybody in that bitch like this. We sit down at the table. Motherfucker come up and say, "Excuse me, senor. Can these people take a picture with you?" I said, "Absolutely."
What the fuck? Who they mistake you for?
Hold on, listen. I get up, take a picture with him. Bam, bam. Here come the next family. "Okay, excuse me. Can I take a picture with you?" "Yeah, come on, let's go."
You're getting mixed up.
Right. We get to eating dinner. Motherfucking waiter walk up on tone and say, "Senor LeBron, what would you be having for dinner?"
Are you serious?
They thought this nigga was LeBron James.
LeBron James.
No, they said, "Senor LeBron."
LeBron.
"King Sire, what would you be having for dinner?"
Damn.
This nigga gonna say, "LeBron." He gonna act like he insulted that these niggas
thought
he was LeBron. He gonna tell the waiter, "LeBron. Nigga, I ain't LeBron. I got my fucking whole headline."
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
He said,
"It was the headline. It's not my perspective, bro.
But listen,
fuck that.
But listen,
that. I got
the whole
shit.
Time, he concentrating on that. The waiter turned around and said, he told them, "Put the champagne fountain back. This is not LeBron James. This is Ron."
This a nigga named Ronnie. That's funny as shit.
You know, I'd have acted.
I would have played it, yeah. Listen, see what we could get.
I didn't get a chance.
It was a whole gang of niggas sitting back there waiting until you can tell they was all watching. Niggas was sitting back like, "Oh, shit."
I can see
back.
Somebody. You don't look like him.
That motherfucker went back and said,
beard.
"That is not Senor LeBron. That is LeBron James."
Let's see this hairline.
Yeah, my shit regular, yo. My shit regular.
All right.
No Beijing.
Gil
used to rock the Beijing. I remember one time we was out with Summertime. We did the basketball game. His shit just started melting down his head. His shit started dripping. I'm like, "Gil, why you do that shit, man?"
Back then, though, Beijing was everything. If you ain't had Beijing in your low cut back then, you was corny.
No.
And your beard.
No, you deal with that ass nigga.
And y'all lying. Here we go with the lies.
Hey, listen, for you to be the hardest nigga in Philly, you know what I'm saying?
Like, where's the title? He don't call himself
that. I don't want that title.
This nigga was the biggest bitch I ever seen in my life for the whole trip.
That's cool.
I'm talking about
you. Right. Shit, it's Mexico
water,
though.
Listen, no. From the time he fell in the water, straight bitch mode. Two got more heart than him.
Like, this is what I want to know. Like, the panic. Oh yeah, what does the panic attack look like?
Huh?
The panic attack. What does that look
like?
The
nigga panicked. Okay, like, listen, straight bitch mode.
I was so fucked up that when I got to the jet ski, I had to go back on the boat. I was fucked up for like 3 hours. They had to put me in a cold shower. I was fucked up.
The nigga was drinking ocean water.
Did you cry?
Nah, I ain't cry.
Well, you might as well. Yeah, that come with the
my
bitch
eyes
package.
Today.
You activated the bitch package with crying is included. That was an ultra bitch package.
Listen, it was. I was amazed, bro. Like, the way I done seen it.
Can you swim, Gilly? Can you swim? Can you swim?
Yes.
And activate, I want, listen, let's teach, you know, I love teacher moments. Black people, teach your children how to swim, bro. It's a survival skill. When the fucking apocalypse come, you ain't anywhere to get out when the water park come. Because you can't swim. It's trifling. He saved his own life. Little guy.
No,
right,
he
here
almost drowned.
Little guy.
He almost drowned.
We should know how to swim. It's 2020. Your whole house should know how to swim.
You shouldn't drown with a fucking life jacket on.
That's how
but
deep
people
he went
in the city
though.
Don't have swimming pool access.
No, first of all,
but the why will teach
all,
you
first
this
of all, first of all,
if
first
you're
of
on welfare.
First of all,
that's
I'm gonna tell
fact.
You motherfuckers again. I wasn't worrying about fucking drowning. That was the last thing on my fucking mind.
About getting ate.
I was worrying about my fucking leg coming off.
You made it. You made it.
He looked like he was running from a shark.
I was running from a fucking shark. I didn't look like I was. That's like a nigga pull a gun out on you when you start running. We say it looked like Tony was running from a nigga with a gun. No, you was running.
It wasn't no shark.
Yes, the
dolphin.
I see
the shark
and two dolphins.
You lying.
I mean a dolphin and two sharks.
Now I would have thought it was a lie, but he remembered it was one dolphin and two sharks.
Let's get to our next sponsor.
Listen, we're gonna get into our next sponsor.
Teach your kids how to swim.
One thing about this is this: when you're going in the water, when it's summertime, you gotta make sure you're clean. And you gotta make sure you had a perfect landing for that lady of your, you know, that special lady of your life. But one thing about me, I remember when before I had got, you know, it was many occasions before I had connected with Manscaped, you know, and I was, you know, hooking myself up. I used to be nicking myself all the time. You could have called me Nick and not Wallow, but that's another story. But the guys out there, I think it's important and I think it's imperative that you get with the lawnmower 3.0. One thing about the lawnmower is it got the light. See, one thing that I like about the lawnmower, the kit, they give you the whole kit, but that light, oh my God, man. Sometimes I just cut the light off in the dark, make sure the curtains pull down when I'm cleaning myself down there, when I'm, you know, decorating my lawn, you know, cleaning the lawn, trimming it. Because the light just illuminate, you know, and you're just hooking yourself up, you pull.
Women got lawns, though.
And it just,
I'm just saying.
No, it's called the lawnmower.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to explain to you. Uh-huh. You want to clean that area, the private area. You want to clean it because you don't want your name. Hey, what's your name? Oh, my name Bobby, but you call me Nick because I'm always nicking myself down there. You don't want to be called Nick. Like, that was
the lawnmower.
So you get the lawnmower.
I got the lawnmower.
Listen,
I got the lawnmower too, bro.
Listen, and the way you deal and the way you do that, I'm talking about 20% off, free shipping. What I need you to do is use code million. Use code million. Go to manscaped.com and use code million. 20. Code million 20 is million 20. That's it. Million 20. And they won't call you Nick. Bobby. Let's get into I'm gonna get into something that's real serious.
Serious.
I'm from Philadelphia,
right?
United States of America, Pennsylvania, however you want to say it. I want to start off by saying rest in peace to 7-year-old Zamar Jones. I mean, this little child.
7 years old.
7 years old, was out playing
like
a regular child playing. He was doing things that children do.
On his porch.
And he was shot in the head. His whole life was snatched. Because we have people out here that want to be real street niggas. That decide that they want to operate firearms on blocks where children and women is at. I don't glorify violence in no type of way. I don't co-sign it in no type of way. But we have people out here that want to be tough, but they want to be scared tough. They don't want to deal with the person that they got a problem with.
Exactly.
Directly. Not nobody else. There's no way in the world we should be talking about this baby not being here with us no more. In Philadelphia, it's more murders than it is days. And we come into a place where, as though, people just lost for words. Everybody want to leave. They don't want to raise their children here. Mm-hmm. Because we got people out here that's supposed to be quote-unquote street niggas, But now in the streets, there's no rules and regulations.
None.
There's no referee. There's no officials to put people in check when they just people just out here doing all type of shit.
And you every game got rules.
And you said it was 250 murders so far. I want to make sure they understand what you're saying. So that's more than how many days this year in Philadelphia, this year.
But what I'm saying is that how many more kids got to lose their life? How many more women got to lose their life? How many more kids got to be shot and be victims of gun violence? And it comes to the point of like, the saddest thing that ever happened to our communities is that they popularized the shooter, the tough guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not about getting no money. It's not about taking care of your family. It's not about taking care of the community. And once again, I'm not glorifying, but it was a different code of ethics back in the day, and it was a different approach to the street culture. People got into the street, you know, did what they were legal to take care of their families, look out for the hood, do things. Now that the gunman is popular, and it's so easy to get popularity off of pulling the trigger than it is to get money, because dudes don't, they look down on the dude to get money. Now the dude to get money and chill, ain't with the gun playing with all, he's a pussy. He's a turkey.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like now, it's like, that's what it's about. Running a number up. You know what I mean? Putting numbers on the board, you know, running the score up, or whatever it may be. But we just got to say this. And I want to talk to them dudes that's out there that may sit in the crib, that may be watching this, or may be listening to us. Stop the dumb shit. And if you're going to be a part of this shit, man, deal with who you got to deal with, man. Leave them fucking kids and the women out of your shit, man. Straight up, leave them out of it.
Right. Because women and I don't give a fuck whatever you came up in other than this era. Women and kids was never on the menu.
I have a friend, her name Ortiz Brown. She was murdered like 4 or 5 years ago in front of her children. She was shot in the back one time. Somebody shot from the corner, shot up the street, and shot her in the back one time, and another girl that was in the army, she's like 19, in her leg. Ortiz died in front of her kids about something that she don't know nothing about. Ortiz didn't even hang out. She didn't party. All she did was raise her children. I want to piggyback off what Wallo say, because it doesn't, and I don't want to advocate violence, but I just feel like if you feel that strongly that you want to take somebody's life, don't you want to ensure you do that? Don't you want to walk up to that person and do that? I don't understand why driving by or being on the corner and shooting up the street, why is that tough? I think y'all more, you're more concerned with making noise so everybody know you the one that came and shoot shit up, but you don't really care if you even hit your target. You pussy, you soft. If you gotta pop a pill and do a drug to shoot somebody, if you gotta get on social media, get all riled up and play a song to shoot somebody, it ain't for you. It's not in you, bro. Right. It's killers out here that'll really pop out your trash can in the morning and blow you. And when you run into that nigga, it's over. That's the thing. It's really people out here that are killers, that live like that. So you trying to impress your friends just to go to jail for 30 years and kill somebody's child. Like, how do you sleep at night? How do you feel about that? It's not that deep.
And you know what's so crazy about this? I done been on the other side. When the dude come near, he come on the other side. He got the tattoo tears. He got all the tats, all the shit, tough shit. And they got to be there to the earth stop. Mm. And all the energy is going. That's like nobody stand on it. Like, nobody stand on the tough shit. Nobody stand on the gangster shit. Like, people make these decisions and nobody want to stand on it. Oh, man, this... No. Yeah, that was just... The guard just told you to lock it the fuck up. And you locked it the fuck up. Like, oh, damn, my fault. You ain't got no gun now. My fault. You ain't got no gun now.
Yeah.
You ain't got your
zannies.
And I done seen dudes, all the gangster shit on the street, they taking lockup because they just realized somebody must have told them that the boy you killed, his uncle is in his jail. Damn, would you take a lock? You built like that. You got to go all the way through with it. You taking lockup, getting transferred to another jail, putting a separation. I done seen gangsters put separations on other gangsters.
How?
I'm just saying, they put separations on other gangsters. Now you in jail, you putting a separation on somebody. Oh, yeah, that's his uncle. I got to get out this joint. No, you stand on it.
Anybody been in contact with the family? Like, making sure they good?
We could get in contact with them. We're going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But it's like, at the end of the day, we at a place where it's, though, it's like, whew, what the fuck? Like, 7-year-old baby. Like, he's 7. Sitting on the porch, like 7.
7 years old, man. And I just want to tell you, all you niggas who take them drugs, you know, pop them Xannies, You know, ooh, your heart get bigger. Ooh, you take them
perks. Don't wake up sober.
When you wake up in that motherfucking cell, you're going to be sober.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a harsh reality, man. A lot of niggas do shit on drugs and then wake up sober in that cell and wish they could take that motherfucking night back.
Facts.
But you can't. So to all you niggas who be acting off, you know, you get all your heart from them drugs, understand that when you wake up in that cell, the motherfucking drug is going to be gone, nigga. And you're going to have that same motherfucking amount of heart that you had energy when you was on the motherfucking drugs. So rest in peace, man, to Zamara Jones. Man.
One more thing. Stop calling your brothers and your cousins for every little argument. Because you women sit on social media, you sit around, oh, everybody killing everybody, but you never tell the truth that it's been 1,000 shootings and homicides trickle back down to you running your fucking mouth or you calling somebody and exaggerating because you feel disrespected. Stop calling people. You get in an argument with somebody on the block, that's it. Leave it there. You call your brother, now these niggas going through it the whole summer. And then somebody's child died about it. That's your fault. That's your fault. You can't sit back and say it's not your fault because they went too far. You shouldn't have called them.
And women in the inner city, could you all do me a favor? I just got to say something to the women in the inner city. We understand y'all passionate. We understand the way y'all talk, inner city women in America. But stop talking to men like you, men.
Thanks.
Stop disrespecting people and, you know, calling men pussies and all, getting in men's face and doing all this dumb shit. And then, like she said, you want to call your brother, your cousin, and your baby father, and they come shoot the whole fucking joint up. And then they in jail. And then your baby father in jail, you fucking the other dude from the other side that he was warring with now. Come on with this dumb shit.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. The only person who is truly unfair to is the baby father and the brother. Because you calling them and activating something in them to come do something for you. When if they would have initially been there to see how this shit went down, they probably wouldn't even be involved in this goofy ass shit.
But you tell them your side of the story.
Right.
And don't keep it real.
You feel what I'm saying?
He called you a bitch ass nigga. He said all this ex, you putting all this sauce on it just because you stepped out of your place. He checked you. Now you mad.
Right.
So you putting spice on it. Dude flying over there. And then when he fly over there, even he blows somebody's brains out, he get his brains blown out.
Right. It's unfair to him.
And mediate shit. There's nothing wrong with getting between. You see it happening. It's nothing wrong with calling your cousin saying, yo, I see you going through with these niggas. Right. Y'all throwing subs at each other on Twitter, whatever. Yo, that shit ain't that deep. It's nothing wrong with saying to your friend, yo, you're going to go to jail forever about this shit. Let it go. There's nothing wrong with that. If we all did that, imagine how calm our shit would be. But we don't. We hype each other up. Fuck, that nigga said what? Oh, you need to blow that nigga here. That's what you do.
You know how many dudes died? How many young brothers in the inner cities of America died? From a one sentence caption on social media saying some he slid and y'all, there's one sentence. So many dudes got wiped out.
This what I don't understand about the younger generation. You will murder somebody and then brag about it to his team and shit
on social media.
Like, weirdest shit ever.
That's the craziest shit. Like, I be seeing some shit sometimes. I be like, yo.
Me too.
Shit is crazy, man. I be like, this shit is unbelievable, man. Like, not only is you antagonizing some niggas that you killed they homies or they brothers or took, but you telling on yourself. So now the cops know that y'all niggas is beefing.
Exactly.
The cops following y'all. They reading all the shit. Okay, this ain't proof, but it's proof. It's more proof to add to
it'll
what
be at
we
your
already
sentencing.
Got. Like,
it'll just be at court.
It'd just be unbelievable to me, man.
But how the fuck did we get here, though?
I think a lot of people tried to adapt to Chicago culture, period. That smoking op pack, that's not something that I've until Chicago
when I
came out
when
with
I
it, period.
I talked about this with Lil Durk, and I listen, you know what's crazy? I talked about this with Lil Durk, and I talked about it with Herbo.
Hold on, Wallo. Keep that right there. He talked about it with Lil Durk
and Lil Herbo.
Right. Let me get into the sponsor real quick. New Amsterdam Vodka. The official vodka for Barstool Sports. New Amsterdam Vodka was born with an uncompromising passion for great vodka, the commitment to excellence. It is produced With a superb taste and an unparalleled smoothness, New Amsterdam Vodka is 80 proof, of course. From some of the finest quality grains from America's heartland, it's distilled 3 times, filtered 3 times for a clean, crisp finish. It's smooth on the palate, smooth enough to drink with anything. You already know you could drink New Amsterdam Vodka straight up. You could drink it on the rocks. You could drink it with soda. You could drink it with juice. You could make a New Amsterdam Mule. And I love to give the NAQ a shout out, New Amsterdam Queen Tootie. You know my wife, she loves, she keeps the New Amsterdam Vodka at the crib. You know, cocktails, you know. I always talk about that. So yeah. I like to give the
to New Amsterdam. She loves a good cocktail.
And if you you know, you want to get some New Amsterdam Vodka, it's everywhere. So go check it out. New Amsterdam Vodka is the official vodka for Barstool Sports. Get you some.
All right, well, I was going to interview Lil Durk. I was going to interview Herbo. In the process of me sometime me interviewing, I asked the young cats some of the questions that they would like to know. When I was going to interview G Herbo, he was in New York City. I never forget. So I called him. I went home and said, damn, you got some young he plumb me up with some young boys that fuck with Herbo and them to ask some questions. He put me on a three-way. It was two other young boys on the phone. These young boys broke down the Chicago history, crime history, street history, music history from my drive from Philadelphia all the way to New York on a fucking phone nonstop. Now, I got it on Bluetooth in my car. I'm listening to this shit in a Ox, whatever that is, and I'm listening to it. I was fucked up the way that young black males from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania understood and was historians of Chicago violence in the music.
Yes, they are.
It fucked my mind up. I that moment realized that, hold up, is Philly or is Philly Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
And then I start just paying attention to other cities that grew up off the Chicago drill movement. Mm-hmm. Now peep, I had to realize, and I had a conversation with a partner of mine. I said, damn, you know what? What was going on is that so many fathers, big brothers, OGs was in the penitentiary. And when that internet hit, so credit to Twitter, they was on Twitter heavy. Because I remember I read I think it was Wired magazine. I read an article about the beef in Chicago that they was having on Twitter and how it was just motherfuckers was getting knocked off about it, whatever. That was years ago. I was in the prison. So I had to say, damn, by the old heads, the dads, the uncles, the mm-hmm. big brothers, the OGs being in prison, the internet hit so hard. That kids was, I'm talking about, they was watching this. You think about it. We talking about 10, maybe like 10 years ago that shit really hit.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them dudes is now 17, 18, 20. And they're fascinated. Like, and it's no knock on Durk. These dudes is fascinated with Lil Durk.
Mm-hmm.
They fascinated with the Chicago. So they emulating that. And that's what they live in. So a lot of these towns, they're not even them towns no more. They're Chicago.
Yeah, little Chicagos.
Everywhere is little. Chicago, the influence that Chicago had from hip-hop, I never seen a hole on them. Mm-hmm. I never seen an influence ever like that in my life of hip-hop. And I've been on this shit forever.
Down hip-hop. To the lingo.
Down Bye. To the. They listen, and I asked him that. I said, how do you feel? If you look at the little Durkin, I'm like, damn, how do you feel the fact that y'all infiltrated everybody lingo and put y'all's there?
Mm-hmm.
Op, lacking, that. Everything.
Bro,
I'm saying everything.
And you know how I know you're not lying? Because I had to snap my motherfucking youngest son out that shit.
Yeah.
Real talk. My youngest son, he was probably about 10 at the time or something. Man, this nigga knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, because... such and such killed such and such.
Rondo number 9.
And they from Old What's Block. Yeah. And then they was beefing with such and such and such and such over. I still remember the names and shit. I ain't gonna say the names, but mm-hmm. they beefing with Lil such and such and such and such over here. Yeah. And then he put up something saying he was here. And then they went through and they killed him. And then I'm sitting there. Yeah, they break that shit down. These young boys. What the fuck? So you know all this shit off the... And yeah, it's all on
that YouTube. YouTube.
I said, hold on.
YouTube made gangsters. Me, I'm talking about you gotta killers.
You got to understand, a lot of times I'm signing Cash Money. I'm on the road. I'm always traveling. So I might be home 5 months out the year.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I finally...
That YouTube hit. Changed the game.
That shit down. Yeah.
Come here, nigga.
Fuck that.
Let me break life light. Down to you, nigga. That's when I really had to, because I said, yo, this shit crazy. Like, nigga knew, that, like, for like 10, 11, 12, whatever, 13-year-old kids to know all niggas' names and blocks niggas from.
The murders. How many times they got shot, what block they got shot on.
And who did what, and they beefing with them, and they said they did this because after he died, he posted up. So I'm like, yo, like, our era, you only knew shit like that from because you was from the city.
Fact.
That's you feel fact. What I'm saying?
You had to be from
now
there.
You could be from Alaska and you know all the niggas. You know niggas that's getting busy in motherfucking Detroit.
Yeah, because of the internet.
Oh no, you don't know Detroit Donnie.
Yeah, Detroit Donnie. He died because the nigga robbed him for his buffs. Yeah. He got
and
shot.
And we're not talking about they just into it. These kids was fascinated by it. And I want to bring up Wilmington, Delaware, because I watched Wilmington, Delaware homicides triple, not double, triple. I watched kids go to jail getting 15 to 20 years. Everybody chasing this gang mentality, and we don't even have those gangs here. We don't have those gangs.
No
gangster disciples,
shit,
and we don't have that. And on top of that, to tell the truth, because shout out to Chicago, those gangs did used to help their communities in the 70s and shit. Those gangs did protect their blocks. Those gangs was tore down in the 80s by that fucking crack epidemic, and a lot of the OGs was arrested. They just a bunch of kids left out here, and all they know is, I'm banging with this gang, that's it. So we got our kids following a bunch of lost kids from all the way over there. It's a terrible thing, and I don't know how parents handled it in their home, but mine was similar to Gilly, where I was like shaking niggas up like, yo, we don't live in Chicago. We don't live like that over here. Like the smoking op pack, you kill the guy and that's your op, and then you smoke him in a blunt just to disrespect his friends. Like, that's not for us. That's Chicago shit. But that shit took over here and it tripled shit. I don't know how we supposed to look at that, but it's the truth. They influential in such a negative way and positive way, but it's a fact. They destroy cities. That drill shit destroys cities. That's a fact. So,
I mean, you can't say that destroys cities because they was just being them.
Right.
Yeah, expressing
themselves. So I might be saying it wrong. I'm not saying they did.
Them niggas wasn't trying to be nobody else. They was being them.
But them people trying to be like them, it really did affect cities in a negative way. And affect the music in a positive way. You know what I mean? So it's just so... It's such a crazy situation all the way around, but I wish these young niggas over here knew that those niggas is like, they OGs are all in jail. They running that gang on their own. You know what I mean? And they grandmom's gangbang. We are not living like that over here.
Let's go top 10 Atlanta rappers.
Damn, we went from Chicago to Atlanta?
Young Thug, number one.
That was big.
Gucci Mane.
You know, I'm taking it to the essence. I'm going to say
for OutKast got him to go number one.
No, I'm going to just mention something.
What are we talking about? What is it? Top 10 what? Forever or right now?
No, top 10 forever.
Oh, all right.
Atlanta rappers.
Fuck you mean. Don't listen.
I'm making sure it's not
I'm gonna
right
give y'all
now.
Something to pick
we're
from.
Not doing OutKast
I'm
going
right to give y'all
now.
Something to pick from.
2 Chainz.
No, OutKast.
2 Chainz.
Goody Mob. Pee Wee Longway.
Titty Boy.
Lil Jon. Was Crime? No, I ain't going to say that. Ying Yang Twins.
Luda.
Jeezy.
Killer Mike.
Oh, fuck yeah. Killer Mike.
Gucci Man.
Gucci Man.
I said that already.
Walker.
Did I say Pee Wee Longway? 21
you
Savage.
You put Waka Flocka on the top 10?
Man,
we
Waka,
reaching.
You don't know Waka fucking.
I don't know Waka Flocka.
You don't know his Waka shit. Flocka. Like, this dude was
fine.
Big.
I don't know him.
We got. Oh,
what you looking at?
Jermaine Dupri.
I piss him off a lot.
Pastor Troy.
Y'all throwing shit out there.
Migos.
Let's narrow it down.
No, I'm just saying Migos. Lil Baby.
Lil Baby, for sure.
T.I.
You said T.I. We
said
T.I.
He be stealing my stuff.
You said Wack. You said Lil Jon. You said Migos. Ying Yang Twins.
So let's put the top 10
together. Pastor Troy.
I'm putting my top 10 together. OutKast is number one. Right?
Go ahead. Or you can say Dungeon Family.
Dungeon Family.
Yeah.
Dungeon Family.
Dungeon Family is number one. Right?
You all right?
T.I. is number two.
For sure. He brought out trap music. That's his thing.
Jeezy is 3.
Damn, Gucci got to be 4 then.
Gucci is 4.
Yeah, Gucci got to be 4.
Lil Baby?
He can't be that high up. He's top 10.
He's
definitely the shit.
He's definitely hot.
He's definitely the shit, but it's not long enough.
Young Thug is number 5.
Ooh, that's a good choice. I love you.
So much. I forgot Loso loaded. I'm just saying.
He's still jet lagged. He just came back from Mexico.
No, I'm really trying to make sure I get this.
Ludacris.
Ludacris is number 6.
Yeah, Ludacris is huge.
So Luda
after Lil Baby 7.
Oh, Ludacris
and Lil Baby gonna move up the list fast.
He
if
is.
He keep going.
Luda,
you talking about Luda? Yes. Thug is for Luda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Luda,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. Thug is before Luda, and he may not have sold as many records as Ludacris.
Yeah.
Right. But Thug had more of an impact.
Hold the fuck up. Hold up.
Facts. Influence. He got influence.
Hold up. I'm going to just say this.
He got niggas comfortable to wear shit like that.
Do Thug, we forgot one person. Do Thug come before Future?
I forgot Future.
I was sitting here like, I was just trying to figure out how the fuck this list was going.
I don't know. Thug is before Future to me.
Future got to go right after Goo-Wop.
What?
Yes. Fuck you talking about.
Before Future? Man, fuck out of here. No way.
Goo-Wop, of course, before Future. It's Gucci.
Goo-Wop birthed a lot of niggas.
That's Gucci. It wouldn't be a Future if it wasn't for Gucci.
Goo-Wop birthed a lot of
Gucci
niggas.
Gucci crawled so Future could walk. It's like Gucci is really like, yeah, he is.
You don't know Gucci backflip.
Yeah, Gucci is a big deal, man. Gucci had Nicki first and all that. Gucci
be
first of all, let me just tell you something. This is how I feel. Your legacy ain't really built upon. What you did is how many niggas you put on. How many niggas have Gucci put on?
Oh, well, Gucci. If you go by that.
Flocka.
But now we're talking two different things. We're talking about top 10
in
rappers.
In order to be for Gucci.
Top 10 Atlanta rappers, listen, right?
Okay, can I finish? In order for Gucci to be able to put niggas on, he would have had to make it to a certain level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He made it to that certain level, then he put niggas on, man. Put some respect on Goo-Wop name, off this bitch, man.
Oh, no. Nah. That's not about not putting respect on a man's name. I'm saying that motherfucking Future definitely is higher than fucking
Goo-Wop.
Why?
Just Goo-Wop. I want to know why.
That's
why
you feel.
I'm curious why. That's your list. Why.
In my list, Future's 5th.
Do you know Gucci was the first person to grip the Migos up?
Yeah.
No, he don't.
Like the Migos is everything.
On your list, Future could be number 1. But on my list, Future's number 5 behind Goo-Wop, Jeezy, motherfucking T.I., the Dungeon Family.
Migos going on that list?
They got to.
Migos after Lil Baby.
Alright.
No. Migos before Lil Baby.
Can I say something? I just want to say something. I understand a lot of y'all probably don't
know. They on
it. I'm on his same list.
You know, I can't go by what a nigga doing now. Migos has some of the top selling singles
ever.
In motherfucking history ever.
Besides,
so
I want to say this. I want to give a shout out to somebody.
So that goes
because I don't know if y'all understand.
Because Future, if you're going by sales, crushing all them
but
niggas.
Hold up. Let me just say this. Before we get too carried away about Atlanta, I got to give props to somebody that was repping that shit hard.
Cool.
When a lot of niggas wasn't repping it before they can. Shout out to Down South Georgia boy, Pastor Troy.
Pastor Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pastor Troy was out here repping this shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of these young cats probably don't know. And I don't be seeing a lot of respect in his name, but that motherfucker was repping Georgia.
Troy, yeah.
Georgia.
Right.
Like Pastor Troy. Right. With the belts. You know what I mean? So I,
and put some respect on Jermaine Dupri's name.
Got you, for sure.
Shout out to Jermaine Dupri, Jermaine Dupri no legend because he ain't did something in many years.
Right.
He's in the top ten too. My motherfucking top 10.
Escape Chris Cross.
He wasn't a hell of a rapper, but he was a hell of a fucking producer and a record maker.
And shout out to other
people. Fuck Janet Jackson.
We mentioning these dudes.
Got Jackson pussy.
It's a lot of dudes that was behind a lot of these dudes, like the Shaka Zulu, like the Coach K's. Mm-hmm. Shout out to DJ Greg Street. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other people, you know what I mean?
Coach K said he was the brokest nigga in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Real talk. Shout out to
Coach K.
But that's my top 10.
I got the same list as him.
That's who?
Him. We got the same list, basically.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad list. That's crazy. That wasn't really bad.
Are you giving him a compliment?
No, that wasn't like it was done. But it's some people.
That's and I only did nine, but of course, you know I'm putting 2 Chainz in there. So,
and shout out to my nigga Pee Wee Longway, man.
I like Titty Boy more than 2 Chainz.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's he's still going 8.
Yo, what's your man that we went down 2 to
Chainz,
Atlanta?
2
we
Chainz.
We ran into the Soul Food spot. Shout out to my man. You know I'm going to give a shout out to who showed me love when I first. Listen, this brother right here, he was a part of Jeezy Camp coming up. I go down to Atlanta. This nigga called Gil, not knowing me, Gil was cousin. He was like, yo, man, this is brother I follow, man, named Wildo. He down Atlanta, man. I want to support this brother. He's selling my man Carbon 1-5.
Oh, yeah.
He used to be with Jeezy. That nigga, he was the first dude that bought some merch off me in Atlanta.
Shout
man.
Out to Carbon. That's my fucking guy, man.
Show, listen, every
shout
time
out to Alley Boy too, man.
Shout out to Lil Freaky too. Shout out to Lil Freaky.
Shout out to Alley.
But like it was like he showed me love, man. My man Carbon still a brother to this day. Anytime I come down, we pull up. My man Carbon 1-5, Atlanta. If, listen, if you're down in Atlanta, you need an intellectual property attorney, holler at my attorney, Shay M. Lawson, at Instagram. Shay M. Absolutely. Lawson, move the fuck out. She did some shit for me and Gil, too. I mean,
shout
trademark
out
$1 million
worth
of game. Shay M. Lawson. But listen, Atlanta, man, we love you, man. But go ahead, man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's go to, you want to do stories from the cell, man?
Listen, let me get into the stories from the cell, right? I'm going to be straight up.
Right.
It was moments, stories from the cell. It was moments when I was in jail, right, that I really started thinking about my life more. And I'm just saying it to some people. It was times in my life when I was in the streets that I always questioned what I was doing, and I thought about it sometimes afterwards. Or I would think about it before, and I never grabbed onto that thought or held on to it about, yo, I'm ready to do some nut shit. When you're in that cell, what happened to me, it was so many moments where I crashed and burned inside, and I was so fucked up for not listening to my truth. And like I always tell people, and I gotta always reiterate this, it was one day that I woke up in the cell and I embraced my individualism of who I was. See, a lot of dudes that think being a real nigga and being this or that validate them as a man or makes them more of value out here in the eyes of the people. I said something in the post, and I was talking about how it don't matter how much of a real nigga you are, that don't make you lendable to financial institutions. Think about that. You got to become lendable, loanable to financial institutions and things in life. All the shit that you do in the street game, people tell me, yeah, I got a name. I done seen dudes that had kilos wiping tables in prison kitchens. Because everybody done ran off with their money and they ain't got nothing. And the name that they established for themselves don't mean nothing because now they doing life. And I'm like, hold up. This dude was, that's the boy so-and-so? Damn, I had somebody. Damn, he was getting bricks. He had the Benz. He had all the shit. He's wiping tables in the kitchen like I am. Think about that. So what I'm saying to people is we got to start utilizing our mind beforehand. Utilize my story and learn from my story, but don't live my fucking story of a dude that went to prison for being somebody that he not. I always was a guy that could think, or was that, you know, it wasn't that I was, you know, I was super smart, but I knew how to think and I knew wrong from right.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And like I tell people, put your children before you put the streets. Love your children the same way you love your bro, you love the streets, you love the game. Because you don't want to be that dude sitting in prison like I was and just having these crashing and burn moments where you just be sitting in the cell, you just be ready, you just be. Like your insides, you laying in the bed, your insides is just burning because it's like, damn, I got 3 years in, but I got 15 to go. Like, think about that, man. On some real shit. And I tell you stories from the cell because I want y'all to understand that ain't nothing cool about being in jail. Sometimes it might be a little humorous because this nut right here, but I be telling real stories. Mm-hmm. And I be telling you real stories from a place of truth. I'm not trying to, as you notice, none of my shit be based off of being tough or I had a big knife. That wasn't my story. Now, somebody else might could tell you that story if that truly was their story. But I'm just a regular guy that got caught up and went to jail for being somebody that I wasn't. Dealt with it. I stood on the dumb shit I was doing out here. Took my time, whatever. But, like, ain't nothing thorough about being a fucking jail, man.
Right.
And this sucks. And I'm going to just tell you some real shit for those who know. This ain't like back in the day. Back in the day, a chick will ride a bed out with you, write you. You come on, motherfuckers, give you something. Nah. They treating jail now in the way motherfuckers always wanted it to be treated that was on the side. Back in the day, you come on from college, ain't nobody gave a fuck about you. You came on from jail, niggas bless you. Got you a car, they gave you a package, gave you some bread, took you shopping. That shit over with. Nobody give a fuck about that shit no more. Right. So it's to a form where it's though, a lot of you dudes think, oh, I'm going to go do a bit. you just going to be a nut doing a bit, man, over some nut shit that you really wasn't you, because you're going to realize that you was out here capping. Mm-hmm. And everybody going to forget about you. Your what's the name? Ricky Blazer. Going to be blazing your chick. You're going to be mad. You're going to be go back to your cell, close the cell door. You're going to be punching in the ear like Main Man, Cuban Gooding Jr., and motherfucking Boys in the Hood. Mm-hmm. You're going to be punching the hood in the cell and mad as shit, punching in the air. So what I'm telling you is, man, listen, be yourself on the streets so you ain't got to connect with yourself when you get to prison.
Mm-hmm. That's good shit. Hey, man, shout out to my guy, Tony the Closer. Y'all know each and every Sunday he got the RonaProof.com. He's killing this shit right now. My mom, my sister, my son, everybody
getting that
signed
paper
up for the motherfucking Rona Proof, getting the motherfucking paper. You know, he give you real motherfucking real results. None of that fake bullshit, man. Go ahead. You want to talk about your Rona Proof, man?
Yeah, man, I do. And it's a cool story because today I just had a student of mine just come on my live, made $9,000 in the training, joined into the Rona Proof training. And this is how you can do it, like, without having to have a real estate license. You don't need credit. So right now, people are trying to figure out how they can make money during the pandemic. This is the perfect time right now to learn how to do it. And you don't require any license, any background check. So, my fellas, you sit home right now and you got a bad background, you think you can't go get in the real estate game, maybe it's not for you. This is a way that you can make real money. You can get out the way and do it all from home virtually. So you can make this money literally from a laptop. You got a laptop, cell phone connection, you good to go. I'm going to teach you my 10-step system for free on a webinar every Sunday. And then if you want to move in forward in the course, we got you. But every Sunday, 3 p.m., you can learn for free. Yep.
Each and every Sunday. What's up, Mo?
I'm chilling.
You got some new shit going on you want to talk about?
Well, no. And I almost died today trying to get here, but I made it. I hydroplaned.
I told you I'm glad you made it though.
Yeah, you did.
We gotta keep the hope alive.
They said it was a tornado out there.
Shut up. Don't do it.
Why y'all always fighting? Y'all fighting and fucking. I know y'all.
Everybody want me to.
Because y'all be making up and breaking up every time y'all. Like, everybody want to know.
You
want
to fuck me?
I might have to see what you're talking about.
Do you want to fuck me? Oh, whoa,
whoa, whoa. Hey, look, we might. I know y'all all in here.
No. Do you want to fuck me?
I don't tell my shit on live.
Oh, he's cold.
I'm a very direct person.
He tapped out.
You got to tell him.
Nah, so I was really just playing because I be playing with the IG people and shit.
I asked
like
them twice.
These niggas be all in my
Tony don't want to fuck me. I don't want to fuck Tony. We not fucking. We co-workers.
They FNF.
You think I'm a hoe? You just because you fucking your supervisor at Burger King nasty.
Everything you give me the pussy though.
I don't give out no
Yo,
pussy.
Yo, if you was a supervisor at Burger King, how would you act, Mona?
What?
At McDonald's, if you was
I was the supervisor at Moe's Tacos. I was very good at
Moe's.
Welcome to
fuck?
Moe's.
Where's Moe's at?
Welcome to Moe's.
Kirkwood Highway. I was when you walk in, they say welcome to Moe's, right? Yes, and I was very good at it. I was
you down with Moe's?
I worked at Moe's. I was a supervisor on the first shift.
Did you
and
ever
I got
fire
all
anybody?
My niggas out of jail, and I was clocking them in. They never was working. That was the secret. Remember? Remember, y'all? You fucking probation officers would come, and I had to call you to come up there because you never came to work.
So you was robbing Moe's, giving out free checks, acting like niggas was working.
We
there,
was getting money in Moe's. We had a little weed for sale, too. That was a ball. It was a great
Damn.
Year. It was a great year.
Well, that was your best street year.
Okay.
That was your best street year?
Not my best. My best street year is Pocono's, hands down. I was up. Poconos.
Then you went to jail.
Went to the
and
jail.
Then you was down.
Then I went down. I went up, went down. It went just like that. I was up and I was down.
Get you on Rona Proof too.
Yeah, but no, I know, and I am interested in the Rona Proof thing because I know the money is in the real estate, especially for the felons. Yeah. You know that's what we do, construction of real estate. Or this shit. You can't do what he do.
Home health care.
Oh yeah.
You know all the extra drugs. I had 3 home health.
I got 3.
nigga, you must have sound like cocaine now.
Oh, that's funny as shit. It's true.
You had all the dope in Poppy Land. Now yeah. You got health, home health.
Yes.
You had to switch it up.
After that last bit, you know, Ronnie Long, you know.
It's only funny because it's true.
Every nigga I knew that we was goddamn drug king. Yeah, I got the home health care.
Yes.
Ronnie and Liz. And they all put them in their bitches' name. Ronnie and Liz.
It's fucked up out here. You get the
Keisha
F on you, man. You only do but so much shit.
Keisha
construction, stripping, look, home health care. That's it.
And Rona Proof. We got you.
And Rona Proof. Yeah. So we fucking with the Rona Proof. All the felons, we going to slide sell some houses right. With Tony.
Wallow about to open up his joint. Wallow's home health care. All the niggas that did 20 years, they all come home open. You might as well follow the suit. They getting paid.
What was y'all talking about? Gay Michelle?
What?
It was Wallow Selly.
Oh, yeah.
Gay Michelle?
Yeah.
His name was.
Oh my God!
I ain't even gonna say it now. You lying on me. I'm gonna just say that part. I'm gonna just say this. You exaggerating the truth. You remixing the truth.
DM me for these shirts. Is your pussy pad ready? Damn. You ain't scared to pull this pussy out.
Damn. What are you available
for sale? You ain't scared to pull the pussy out.
I made a viral video and I say, in a jovial way, joking. I'm not scared. This pussy way. It was a joke, and then I put it on t-shirts and bitches buy them. DM me the fellas too. Don't be afraid. You could build. You could get one. You can get you a little hoodie. Say you pap ready.
You're right, because a lot of niggas is, they do pull the pussy out.
Emotional.
Emotional ass niggas. Mm. Quick to pull the pussy out.
Man, listen. Y'all stay safe out there. It's getting hot out there with that, with all these killings and shit. Be safe.
Listen, man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in each and every week to Million Dollars Worth of Game, making us the number one music podcast in the country. Each and every week. Make sure you go to barstoolsports.com. Get your merch.
Get your merch. Hit the link below.
Get your merch. Get your merch. When you get the merch, send us the videos. We like to repost and show love to people who support us, man. Make sure y'all check out ronaproof.com, 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Go sign up so you could, you know, make some money. Get your pussy pat ready shirts. DM Mona.
Don't call me white girl. And it's me.
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
That's Tony the Tackler. See you next week.
That's when I'm going to tackle her motherfucking
ass. And it's just like that.
Bite!